Introduction. Following the monumental success of the Guitar Hero and Rock Band game series, which allow for the soft, decadent music of the West, their honorable German games company Spielen mit meinem Ball has decided nicht mehr soft American pop music, nicht mehr whiny rock artists that play their guitars, nicht mehr love songs and blue ballads, ja to strong masculine music. Yeah, to military tunes that encourage the love of their fatherland. Yeah, to precision. Yeah, to umlauts. Yeah, to Teutonic invasion. Production. No errands were hurt during the making of this game. Match. Rock Band. Teutonic invasion user manual. Obviously, the making of their ultimate rock game required intense research, testing, and preparation. Sieben divisions of their German army were enlisted to listen to their tunes and ensure they had sufficient levels of rock testosterone, and then playtest their game to ensure their difficulty levels would sort their men from their boys. By the time their game was finished, there was only one division left, and their fingers were so severely cramped they had to be excused combat duties for 5 months until they could hold a gun without screaming. Their makers also researched intensely which bands and songs were masculine enough to make their grade. Metallica, for example, scored well because of James Hetfield's love of hunting, but were eventually excluded because they were wimpy enough to have needed therapy. Unreconstructed and unrepented rockers like Motorhead and their Scorpions were the order of their day. Gameplay. Difficulty levels. Unlike other rhythm action music games, Rock Band features no easy or medium modes. Life is hard, rock is hard, so their game is hard. If you can't deal with this, you don't deserve to play it anyway. Take up the triangle, little man. Therefore, the difficulty levels of the games are as following. Hard. Painful. Arthritis inducement. Final solution. Teutonic invasion. Hard difficulty mode actually replicates exactly the finger positions and chord sequences required to play their song for real. The higher difficulty modes add extra challenges to make things more interesting. As well as punishing failure in their methods described below, their game may require you to hold their guitar at the same precise angle as it was held in their stylish music video at appropriate moments. Play with your eyes closed. Their game has ways of telling if you do this. Or plays their notes with a violin like Nigel Tufnell out of Spinal Tap. As you rise between their various difficulty levels, you will recognize how each level pumps more and more excitement and adrenaline into your system. Some excitement methods include Fear Hard, loud buzzing noise on their left earphone. Fear Painful, both earphones buzz on different intervals. And screen blinks in the red/black colors of their fatherland. Fear Arthritis Inducement. Left earphone plays Teutonic marching tunes over the in-game music, and the frowning Teutonic knights hops randomly on their screen, blocking their view of their kings you need to punch, and low-yield electrical shocks are delivered to their controller. Fear Final Solution. Left earphone plays Teutonic marching tunes while the right one is reciting their complete works of Bismarck. When screen blinking now induces minor epileptic seizures. When controller heats up to 85 degrees Celsius. And an automated message now regarding your failures is now being sent to the Rathaus. Fear Teutonic invasion. Earphones now play their full works of Alphaville. And color blindness is now induced alongside major eating disorders. And controller sprouts metal barbs. And Teutonic knights invade your house. Playing the game. While playing the game, a stretched out bloodwurst is shown vertically on the screen, and as their song progresses, colored markers indicating notes travel down the screen in time with their music. The note colors and positions match those of their 23 fret keys on their guitar controller. Once their notes reach their bottom, their player must play their indicated notes by holding down their correct fret button and hitting their strumming bar in order to score points. Success or failure will cause their on-screen rock meter to change, showing how well their player is getting closer to their area and expected standard. Should their rock meter drop below the red section, penalties as mentioned above will follow. Special segments of their song will have glowing notes outlined by stars. Successfully hitting all notes in this series will fill their Teutonic Pride Meter. Their Teutonic Pride Meter can also be filled by using their Vami bar during sustained notes within these segments. Once the Pride Meter is at least half full, their player can activate Teutonic Power by momentarily slamming their guitar into someone's head, preferably not his own. When Teutonic Power is activated, their scoring multiplier is doubled until Teutonic Power is depleted. Special features. Rock Band also features a double-neck guitar controller. In accordance with their established laws that double-neck guitars are cooler than regular guitars and make their guitars look sexier. See Rudolf Schenker of the Scorpions for incontrovertible proof. Their game also seeks to recreate their full experience of playing live by including a life-size concert security guard model, which emits authentic concert security smells such as marijuana stains, and also prevents anyone from getting too close to their player for fear that they may enjoy their experience. Special characters. Their choice of characters in their original Rock Band game was poor and insulting, and not masculine enough. To correct this, Rock Band has removed most of their women and their punier-looking men from their character roster and replaced them with the following towering examples of testosterone. Otto von Bismarck. Otto is back and he is bigger than ever. The legendary father of the modern German nation returns to show us all how it is meant to be. While playing Otto, the following bonuses and handicaps are in place. See further into their line of notes coming, as the historical Otto saw into the future of their fatherland. Steady flow of notes all throughout their game, including heightened solos, as their historical Bismarck never stopped his pace to unify Germany. Never! On random occasions, their character stops responding and one of their laws written down by Bismarck are introduced on their screen to cover all notes, as it is better you know their legacy of Bismarck than winning yet another song. Know your history and march into their sunset. David Hasselhoff. Their Hoff is a legend of German rock and has graciously agreed to appear in their game. His macho hair and impeccable use of leather lend an air of quality to their game. Hasselhoff has their following bonuses and handicaps. Rock meter always remains high. Hasselhoff is their living embodiment of rock, so his rock meter can never fall. Screen occasionally cuts to a slow-mo montage of Hasselhoff running towards their camera, without his guitar, but with his manly chest hair proudly on display. Character occasionally stops playing to fight crime in a stylish black automobile. Upholding law and order is more important than their march of rock. Feldmarshal Rommel. A true mensch, Herr Rommel was the spirit of true Germanic manhood come alive. With his impressive sand goggles and shiny boots, he traveled across the deserts of North Africa to bring German culture to their Berbers. In this game, you, no not you, Hans, step aside now. Yes, you get to relive the life of Rommel, using a Les Paul Gibson rather than his Stukas to pummel their enemies of the Reich into a finely grated potato salad. Playing Rommel, you are enjoying the following bonuses and handicaps. Airstrike. Rommel can order an airstrike or a panzer column to devastate all opposition. Feels that the rock meter goes your low? Call in the Blitz! Thinking of a trio with a pianist? Well, don't, as we all know what Herr Hitler planned for our beloved Rommel, and he will not take well to be reminded of these nefarious plans. Criticism. Criticism of their game has broadly been divided into two categories. On the one hand, there are those who believe it panders to basic stereotypes of Germans and German gamers in particular. And on the other, there are those who have tentatively suggested it may be a notch or so too hard. Spielen mit meinem Bolle software has left off both of these allegations.
First of all, the Aryan characteristics this game is targeted at are not stereotypes, they are an ideal,
said company spokesman Herr Hermann Mann.
And secondly, their game is next to hard, some people are just too soft. They are disgrace to their German nation. They may as well move to France and have done with it.
Some players have also voiced criticism at their ways that certain songs require them to smash their instruments at their end in order to complete them. Some feel that this might be a cynical marketing ploy to ensure healthy sales figures of peripherals for many years to come. Spielen mit meinem Bali software themselves insist it is just another facet of their commendable dedication to realism.
You want their full experience of playing in the rock band? Then you need to experience having to buy new equipment when the rock spirit compels you to trash your equipment, says Herman. We are researching ways to further extend this realism in their sequel, as soon as we can find a way of forcing you to drive a rock band branded beat-up van before you can set up your equipment and play their songs.
Their game has proved so popular, Spielen mit meinem Bally Software are already hard at work on their sequel, Rock Band, several decades of apologizing for Teutonic invasion.